This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And Stephen Brill, founder of Journalism Online, LLC. Have we discovered the point at which Google blinks?
No. I think this is a complete non-story. In fact, I'm surprised you're even bothering to discuss it. Google's been allowing...
All right, well, let's explain the story first, then. Google is suddenly announcing that it's making it easier for online...
There's nothing sudden about it.
Let me just get the details out there. Something called First Click Free, which it might be a big win for news publishers that want to restrict access to their content, basically forcing people who see news online on Google to possibly subscribe to some content providers. And you say that this is not new and that Google is still controlling the situation, right, Stephen?
It's not that Google's still controlling the situation. It's not that I say it's not new. It is a fact, a simple fact, that Google has been helping newspapers that want to charge people online. They've been helping them do this for years. The Wall Street Journal for 10 years has had a system where people who come through Google News are afforded 5 or 10 free articles. The journal can set the amount before they're asked to pay for them, which is part of the business model that we're using for Journalism Online. And we created that business model 6 months ago because everybody knew that you can do that with Google, or for that matter, any other search engine.
Well, then why do newspapers...
This is just a complete non-story.
Well, but why do newspapers complain so much about the availability of their content for free and the inability to make a subscriber model stick if this is a non-story?
I've never understood why they complain. It's pretty hard to complain about Google making your news articles available for free when you're making them available for free. Google has simply been helping newspapers do what they want to do and commit the suicide that they've wanted to commit by giving their stuff away for free.
Now, of course, newspapers committing suicide, you have a vested interest in that because that would certainly help your business if all newspapers did commit suicide. But how do you think this is related to the announcement at Fox over at News Corp that they're going to strip their content from Google's access in the search commands and try to go it alone with Microsoft?
It would be a good question if it were true. Fox hasn't announced that. It's leaked out that Fox is in discussions with Microsoft about the possibility of doing that, but I don't think they'll do it. And in fact, again, to come back to your question, Google is the single biggest source of revenue for the Wall Street Journal because, as I said, Google has allowed the Wall Street Journal, enabled the Wall Street Journal and other newspapers to send people to their sites where they can charge them. This is just a complete non-story. There's nothing new about it.
Okay, fine. Let's just stipulate it's a non-story. But do you not believe there is a content war going on and that Google is in part the battlefield here between traditional news content providers and places on the Internet?
I don't think Google is the issue. I'm not trying to defend Google, but Google is irrelevant. If newspapers want to charge people for their content, charge them after they've read 5 articles or 10 articles or 2 articles, they've always been able to do it, and Google simply turned something that they've always done into a new announcement, and people like you have fallen for it.
All right. Well, again, suckered by Google. That's us. Stephen Brill is the founder of Journalism Online, LLC. We're talking about the First Click Free program that Google announces as one way that content providers could make people pay for their content.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.